Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
As we recognize World Health Day, April 7th, we are reminded that disease knows no borders, said Ambassador Eric Goosby, the U.S. Department of State's Global AIDS Coordinator and head of the Office of Global Health Diplomacy. We share a common interest in global health concerns, including seeing a generation without AIDS, ending preventable child deaths, and building and strengthening sustainable health systems to meet the health challenges that affect us all, said Ambassador Goosby in a statement. The U.S. government has been and will continue to be a leading contributor to achieve these goals, and the investment of the American people is having enormous impact. We also know that as the world reduces the burden of infectious disease and child deaths, new problems arise, such as the complications of chronic disease like high blood pressure, said Ambassador Goosby. In the current economic climate, how do we ensure our partner countries are able to sustain progress and improve health systems that can respond to the challenge of emerging health issues? Through promoting shared responsibility for global health, the U.S. government is leveraging its investments with country partners, Ambassador Goosby continued. U.S. government health funding has been used to train doctors and nurses and build clinics. These investments not only help to target diseases like HIV and malaria, but can be used as the foundation for a response to broader health issues, including non-communicable diseases. With this foundation in place, country partners and other donors are able to provide services for other common health ailments that are integrated with U.S.-funded services. At the Office of Global Health Diplomacy, we are imbuing health into our diplomatic agenda, Ambassador Goosby said in conclusion. We are partnering with the World Bank and others to foster discussion between ministers of finance and ministers of health on sustainable health financing. And, through increasing training for our diplomats, our foreign service officers at posts can be better equipped to elevate health and diplomatic discourse with partner countries as they work to strengthen their healthcare systems. We will continue our mandate of harnessing the diplomatic efforts of the United States to advance our health mission of improving and saving lives.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.